SBS.
O SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
With me today is Bernadette Black. She's the CEO and founding director of Brave Foundation. Good day, Bernadette. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. It's great to be here with you.
Statistics say that there are 24,000 teenage pregnancies for girls under 19 and under. So
yep.
70 teenage pregnancies per day.
Mm-hmm. And that's correct.
Not long ago, you've experienced this yourself.
Yeah, I have. I had my son Damien when I was 16. And, you know, I was the last person that I thought that it would have happened to. I was in a strict Catholic family. I remember hearing about a girl, Mary, that I knew in year 11 that it happened to. And but certainly didn't think it would happen to me. It was my first boyfriend. We'd been going out for 6 months, first time. And, you know, I was absolutely petrified. And it did happen to me. And so the journey's been quite incredible. One, and he's now nearly 23. His name's Damien.
So Brave Foundation started all because of Damien.
Yes, it did. It did in a sense. And, you know, I was sitting at a young mum's group at the time. I looked desperately for support. I had my mum and dad, even though they loved me, my dad, he actually went out into the middle of the main road of the suburb we lived in, Watsonia, and screamed out to the whole of the suburb that his 16-year-old daughter had sex and was pregnant. So that was pretty traumatic for myself and for my dear mum. My mum, and she was an incredible emotional support. She was very, very sick because of the shock. We thought she had MS. And I can remember her saying to me when I first told her, you know, look, honey, only the good girls get caught out. But even though, you know, so things were tough at home, even though emotionally I knew I had mum support, she was sick, and dad didn't really talk to me to the end of my pregnancy. But like I said, I had that love. And I went to this young mum's group, and a lot of the mums that we speak to today still have the same situations. And I remembered asking a nurse in the group whether there was a book, a pamphlet or something that could show me I could be okay. You know, maybe be a good mum, and, you know, and maybe I could get my education. And she said to me, no, there was absolutely nothing. And she then led me on to some inspirational book. And for me, I guess I wanted to know someone had lived it, breathed it, and survived it.
Yes.
And so I made myself three promises. And the first one, I remember with this huge tummy, writing them down and not knowing if I could make any of them. The first was to be a good mum. I wasn't going to say a great one because I didn't know. I wasn't a maternal girl and didn't know if I could do that. But maybe a good one. The second was to finish my education. I had no idea how I'd do that either. And mum and dad themselves finished year 10. And the last one was to write a book, a pamphlet or something to help other people that were in even more desperate situations than me. You know, some of these girls and guys were ward of the state themselves or had been thrown out by their parents. And so, yeah, the fulfillment of those three promises has been quite incredible. And, you know, it's seen me on an amazing journey and developing this platform as founding director and CEO of Brave Foundation.
You're not only mom to three kids now, or an adult and two nearly teenagers,
yeah.
But you're also a mom to many teenage mums.
Oh, that is, you know what, that's really lovely. And of you to say, and in 2009, Damo, I remember my son Damien, he nominated me for Mother of the Year and I won it for Australia. But I can remember thinking, and what reminds me of it is what your comments have been right now, that the thought that a teenage boy would nominate his mum for something like that goes beyond any accolade. But again, it's that real. I've always wanted to make sure it doesn't matter what pocket you are in Australia, if you're in the most rural community, if you're in the most troublesome family, that we can get support and we can get an opportunity for you to do your education no matter where you are, and sometimes even further abroad than Australia, as it sometimes turns out. So that's what we do.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation that pregnancy, teenage pregnancy in particular, does not discriminate, doesn't it?
No, you know, and something I've often said is, you know, well, for myself, my mum said to me, it's, you know, only the good girls that get caught out. And I do remember thinking, didn't you hear what I just said? And, you know, I was from a strict Catholic family at a private school. It happens from Sandy Bay to Double Bay, and truly it does. You know, there is, statistically too, there are a lot of these girls that are in vulnerable situations. So because we know that, then we need to actually make sure that if they don't have those supports in their own families or, you know, where they find themselves, that we can get that to them.
Being a mother or getting pregnant at any age, and especially in mature age, is difficult. as I've experienced it myself. And I think it's more difficult when you're a teenager and you barely know anything about the world and you don't know where to reach out for help, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and I think, you know, you're quite right. Being a mum at any stage of life, you put these really sometimes unrealistic expectations on yourself, right? And but as a teenage mum, I can remember for me, sometimes those expectations became exhausting. And all of a sudden, my mum's friends had a whole new meaning for me than even my own, because at least there was something that they understood which no one else could. But the truth of that is that teenage mums want to know that another teenage mum that has done it and that has been okay. And unfortunately, you know, we've seen Brave Foundation is the first national platform for awareness of being able to give this support, and also connecting the dots for organisations in Australia that support these young women and young guys and their families as well. And to think that it's taken, you know, it's funny, we had our national launch at the end of last year with the Honourable Geoffrey Kennett in Melbourne, and we've always been a national organisation since we were incorporated in 2009. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was preceded by my book, which was in 2006, and the outcome was the charity. So what's been an overnight success, I guess, Mary, has actually been a 10-year journey, and it yes. still feels like we're at the beginning. And this is the first national voice and platform that we've ever had just to get to, the, you know, support to these, you know, incredible young people and mothers.
And you actually have a very unique campaign wherein you don't have to be pregnant or know anyone who's pregnant to hold a baby shower.
That's right, we do. So we've just launched the world's biggest baby shower campaign. We have Facebook, we have LinkedIn, we have Twitter, we have all the social media accounts, and you can go to bravefoundation.org.au and you can find all about the world's biggest baby shower. So you're right, we've had a group of guys hold a football shower, and so they
That's
were
interesting.
Just, I know, isn't that interesting? So they had a football shower raising funds for Brave. We had another group of corporate people having a wine shower, so they adapted. But we also have people just holding, you know, our baby showers as well, celebrating their mums in the month of May, and anyone that might be a mothering role model for them, or in fact those women that might be having a baby, they will hold, you know, a fundraising shower and also be able to donate to Brave Foundation having their baby shower as well. So it's incredible. We've got a lot of activity happening online with, we call it the Brave Village, that is growing, and we're able to raise those much needed funds to make sure we have a great sustainable future.
Thank you very much, Bernadette Black from Brave Foundation, and may your village grow even stronger and bigger.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you so much.